Here's another feature for NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm Anushka Perlman.
So, und jetzt wird beleuchtet. Wir fangen an mit Frau Tafts. Das wird
a small crowd has gathered here at Unter den Linden to see the annual Christmas tree lighting. Ralf Wieland, president of the Berlin Parliament, has just introduced Gail Tufts, the guest of honor.
The fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, everybody, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Tufts is one of Berlin's favorite American all-around performers on stage, TV, and radio. She's come a long way since her early Brockton, Massachusetts days.
I was here in 84 for the first time, and Berlin was a completely different city. It was like being in a spy movie, or being in The Bourne Identity or something, but not so high tech. And one had the feeling, it was the middle of the Cold War, if they drop the bomb, they're going to drop it on us, so let's go dancing.
The weather outside is frightful, but the tippy is so delightful.
Initially, German audiences viewed her with suspicion, she says. At the time, women were not writing their own scripts combined with dancing, singing, and producing.
There was kind of a place waiting to be filled, because when I first got here, there were really no women entertainers, no women comedians. There wasn't any kind of a Bette Midler or a Mary Tyler Moore. And so I thought, okay, well, that's my job, so let me do it. And they've been wonderful to me in accepting that role for myself.
Tattoos, piercings, whatever. And I said, hi, could I have a Halbestinkelbrot, bitte? Oh, my God. She was a schnecker doing Tai Chi and Zeitlupe.
Tufts learned her can-do mentality at the experimental theater wing at New York University.
I learned there not to wait to be cast in something, not to wait to audition something. Write the show, produce the show, do it. Be able to do it yourself and know how to dance and sing and do your thing.
Her new show, Let It Show, opened November 26th to a sold-out crowd, which included Berlin's Mayor Wowereit at Tipi am Kanzleramt. Her shows, which can be understood by both Germans and Americans, bring musical genres, cultures, and people together. She also works with You Can Talk, a program which helps children and teens to overcome their fear of speaking English.
So I've been trying with kids and teenagers to say, it's okay if you make a mistake. Make a mistake and then you'll learn. Look at me. I've made a career out of my mistakes, in a way, with this language.
Tufts is referring to her Dinglish, a combination of German and American English, which she uses to absurd and hilarious effect. It has become her trademark.
Because I didn't have any German when I first came here, except, you know, Gesundheit and Kindergarten and Schadenfreude and Blitzkrieg. Dinglish was really born out of necessity, and it was the way that we all spoke, the community of actors, directors, theater people, and I just started doing that on stage.
Whether creating a new niche in the entertainment industry in Berlin, her own language, or reshaping an identity at 51 in an ageist industry, Tufts continues to stretch new frontiers. Her next show in April will be called Some Like It Heiß. It should resonate with many women, perhaps raise a few eyebrows, since it will address menopause.
You say the word menopause, people are like, oh, although I love the word the change of life, you know, and I think use it. Let's talk about it.
Tufts hopes that the expat community, as well as Berliners, will come to celebrate her wacky brand of humor at Let It Show.
You know, times are hard. They're hard here, they're hard in the world, they're hard at home. If I do anything, I always think my message is that the glass is more than half full.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Anushka Perlman.